That's when we began the sugya of Dam Chibud, and we left off noting the fact that when it comes to the requirement of Shivanakim of Tabuli Nasei, there's a low plug that extends both to a Misalekas Damim, extends to an Almana, Masik Rishaso, other situations where you might have assumed that we're not concerned about the potential effect of Dam Chibud. We know the possibilities, Sidri Tara, maybe if you throw a few Sfeikos together and you add in the Raviyas, and maybe by Masik Rishas and Mubaris, and you do Bedika, maybe that's good enough. He leaves that with a Sarach Iyam Medina. In the Shira Shevet Alevi, he quotes some Dark Yeshuva and Sukkot and Zion. Dark Yeshuva quotes some earlier Achronim that suggested maybe the low plug even would extend to a married couple where the husband is missing in action, the husband was away in a foreign country and wasn't expected back, or he was in war and missing in action and then comes back, maybe you'd even invoke the din of Tabuli Nasi in that case, where they're happily married, but he appears out of nowhere and requires Shiv Nakim. Dark Yeshuva rejects that, as does Rav Osner. Rav Osner raises the question, sounds like ultimately, you wouldn't say this, but you know, even in an extreme situation or after the war, someone was presumed dead and then appears, would you be concerned about the possibility of Dam Chimud? So that there are Rachronim that the Dark Yeshuva quotes that seem to entertain that possibility, but Lalacha doesn't sound like we would be so concerned for that situation, we would extend the low plug that far. There is a comment of the Dogma Revava in Hilchos Geirus in Siman Reish Samach Tes. The din there is that there's a requirement of Hafana. If you have Gerish and Iskayer V'ishto Imo, a very happily married non-Jewish family, and they all convert together, husband and wife. So there's a requirement of Havchana, Lahafin, and Zerah Shinizra B'kdusha, Zerah Shinizra Shalom B'kdusha. So they have to wait a period of, they have to have Havchana of a period of 3 months. The way it's presented in classic sources is that it's 3 months post-Gerus. Most contemporary posts can assume you can have 3 months pre-Gerus as well. Fine. So the Dagom Revava there has a comment. Nirlan Yastaiti Sha'achar Klos Shlosha Chadashim Kishem Akzira Ein Tzricha Shivanakim Imlo Pirsa Nida Ben Zayim. So maybe you should invoke the Dina Tabuli Nasi there as well. They separated for 3 months. Now they're getting back together again. Now they're going to get married because now they're Jewish. Beforehand, they were living together as non-Jewish husband and wife. Now they're Magai and they're going to get married as Jews. So even though the din of Machzir Grishaso is that you require Tabuli Nasei, but there was an absolute Gerushin, there was an absolute Yish at the time. They're getting divorced and not getting back together. And therefore there's a new Chimud. But here, there was never any Hetzach Hadas from the relationship. There was a halachically mandated Havchana period, but it's not that this couple had any doubt that they would be getting back together again. And therefore there's no concern of Dam Chimud. In the Sefer Geiris Kolchasa, Rav Stern from Bnei Brak, so in his Chuvas in the back of the Sefer Simon Kav Aleph, he says the same thing is true or should be true if you have a intermarried couple, or you have a let's say non-Jewish woman who was living with a Jewish man and living a relationship with Chai Ishus, and now he is Chozer B'tshuva, she's Megayer. So now they're going to be halachically married. So who had been there, you wouldn't require a period of Shivanakiyam al Tabu Alinase.
Who said that?
The Rav Stern, the author of Geiris Kolchasa, in his Chubas at the back of the Sefer. In the Sefer Geiris Kolchasa there as well, and in the Mishnah Sager, all these farm we have behind you there on the shelves, Mishnah Sager of Moshe Klein, son of Rav Menashe Klein, point out another reason to be making these situations. Let's say you had a Gioris who had an involvement with a Jewish guy, and now they're going to, she's Megayer, they're going to get married halachically. At the time, if you're going to be concerned that there's a Tabuli Nasei, so the Tabuli Nasei, the time that they were contemplating getting married, is the time that she was still Gioris. So any dam that would emerge at the time of, the time of Tibuli Nasus, before she was a Gyaris, she was a Nakris. So any dam at that time is not dam that is Mitame. Anyway. She converts and gets married right after the conversion.
So she converts the day before.
Let's say she converts on that day. Then you have the previous reason that if they already was a relationship, they're not concerned about chimud because they were together. They were together anyway. In the Sefer Pifkei Das, I'll be more concerned. He prints here a letter from Avoyashiv, which is also printed in Yeshurin, Volume Ches, which is written to Rabbi Moshe Weissman of Brooklyn. Rabbi Moshe Weissman is this is a 1978 letter. Rabbi Moshe Weissman is the Mechaber of the Sefer Yetzias HaShabbos, which is the, in my opinion, best polemical work about Erevin in Manhattan and Brooklyn. Wonderful Sefer. First printed in the early 1980s, went through many editions since then. He's also the husband of the author of the Medr Says, so he's the Baal Medr Says. So in this tshuva that Rabbi Yashiv wrote to Rabbi Moshe Weissman, addresses a couple issues. One of them is this shaila of Tavuli Nase by a Gioris who was involved previously with a Jewish guy. So Yashiv says, Yesh la'ayin b'din Tavuli Nase yisvicha lithra shivanakiyim shema mach maskimid rasa tipastam umana shiva mimachras yom hatviya. Im Yehudi hichlit l'schatenim nachris la'achar shetiskayir. So let's say the Jew decides he's going to marry this non-Jewish woman as soon as she is Megayer. The Kavu's man tekufim yad achrei ageirus. He says, parentheses, ein anudan and achshe b'din geirus ashemishas. That's not our topic. But if we solve that problem, so she's going to go to the mikvah in the morning, and then the chasen is in the afternoon. We've had chasenos in this very room of people who came straight from the mikvah, L'shem Geiris. So he says, L'fi ha-mevu'ar Eben Ezer Ein Othricha Frasha Gimel Chadashim. In a situation in which you don't require Havchana, the Iker Din of Havchana is where you have a Ger and Gioris that convert together. Short of that, you may not require Havchana, so leaving out the Havchana consideration. He says, "L'chari yeshmakum lomar d'mekeven she'spaisa l'schatin imo v'espaisa gorim l'dam chimud v'hol b'zman she'spaisa denu nachris lo chalale shum toma." At the time that Tavuli Nase, she was still not Jewish, and that dam, even if there was dam, doesn't concern us, and therefore there shouldn't be a requirement of shivin nikiyah. Ulam yesh lomar l'fima she'kasu rachronim. But yes, we'll talk about it in a few minutes. If you assume that in order for Tavuli Nase to take effect, there has to be a trigger of Shiduchin, of Ksivas Tanaim, so then maybe there was no trigger. And then Tavuli Nase is going to take effect the moment that she is Megayer. Because nothing's for sure. Meaning, he thinks that he's going to marry her as soon as she's Megayer. But maybe the Bezin won't be Megayer her. It's Lav Biyada. The Yemer Dim is Dakugla, as Chazal say in other contexts. And Gershin is Gayer Kikadin Shinola Dami. So we're not concerned about anything that was going on in her biology, physiology before she converted. So now the clock starts anew. So maybe we should be concerned as soon as she's Megayer. Now there's a halachic Tavuli Nase because it's a clean slate and anything that happened before is of no consideration. So maybe now the Chimud is Chozer V'Neir. Now she has to count Shiva Nakiyim, Achar Hageiros. from the nose of Yehuda, we saw it doesn't sound that way. But Tzarechian, that's what Rav Yashiv writes here to Rabbi Moshe Weissman. Then Rabbi Morgenstern says that subsequent to the tshuva, he heard from Rav Yashiv, quote, Marsham is in Chela Gimel Simon Reish Dalid, in a case of Muberes Shenis Gaira, that the Marsham was Mako as an extension of the Daglam Revava. So Rabbi Morgenstern leaves this as Yesh Lishol Shelas Chacham Em Yesh Malkam Lahako. But my sense is that Rove Post can assume that we are Mekel on this. And in a situation where there is a previous relationship prior to the Geirus, and now there's going to be Geirus and a Chasana, that we don't start the clock of Tavuli Nasei at the time of the Geirus, which is why we've had Chasanas on the day of the Geirus, and we're not worried about Dam Chimur. Related question is, let's say you have a secular couple that was living together, Chayi Ishus, with an analachic marriage, with a civil marriage, something short of a full chuppah, the kiddushin, and now they're getting married, the chuppah, the kiddushin. So Rav Avadia thinks that that requires shiva nekiyam, that there you have a din of tavua linase. He quotes the Radvaz. Shuvas Radvaz, Chelek, Gimel, Simen, Tuf, Kaf, Gimel. Reuven, Shabal, Isha, Penuya, Vinis Abram, Imenu. The Atabal, Lukansa. Imzvicha, Shivan, Akia, Mishatha, Tviolo. So Reuven got a single woman pregnant. Now they're getting married. Is there a din of Tavuli Nase? Is there a requirement of Shivan, Akia, Malstam, Chimut? Says Radvaz, Hadavar borrowed the Tzvicha Limnos, Dima Neshehimu Beres, Logar Miktan, Shalogia Liras. If you're coming to me from the Muberes angle, that's already the low plug that we know about. Mitzalekas Damim is also the Chlal Tavuli Nase. The Im and Neshekvarhi Regilabo, and that's what we're worried about, or where we're coming from. And if you'll say, well, they already have a relationship, Adarabba. Mehai Taima Chayshinan Shematir Adam Chimud Kevin Shehi Maki Raso Mehar Harisba Adarabba, they already know each other, so that's going to create more Chimud Mehar Harisba the Karva Davar Shatir Adam. So the Radvaz says, he's talking about a case of a Penuya Shenisabra, and now they're getting married. It's not saying they were living, it's not saying they had a civil marriage, that they had a reform wedding, that they were living together as husband and wife, that it was a penuya shenis abra, could have been a relationship that lasted all of one day. And there the Radvaz says there's new chima. Not necessarily bachreyach that you extend that to a case of a civilly married or not a lawfully married couple, but Vivadia seems to assume that that's a reasonable extension. And many other poskim are mekel, Ravazdu's mekel. Rav Osner says, Yesh L'chalek, he doesn't explain between the Radvaz and our case, but I assume it's Yesh L'chalek is what we just said, that all you know from the Radvaz is that they may have been together not in the context of Chai Ishus, just in a brief relationship that resulted in a pregnancy. But if their mom is living together Chai Ishus, then we're not worried about Chimu. That Rabbi Forrest quotes this from a Marsham also, a Marsham quoting other Achronim, to be Mekel. Rabbi Willig assumes that it's Pashad, you should be Mekel here because there's no Chimud if they've already been living together as a husband and wife. So many are Mekel on this. In the case of Bali Tshuva, people who were previously civilly or not halachically married, now we're having a halachic clip of a Kedushin, it doesn't trigger the din of Tavuli Nasei. Okay. So let's talk now about what indeed the trigger of Tavuli Nasei is, and how do we understand the timeline? So back to the Gemara on Samach Vav Amud Aleph and the Maisa of Ravina that we skipped when we started the sugya last time. So the Gemara is a Maisa. Ravina Iasek Le Libre Bei Rav Chanina. So Ravina was arranging a shidduch between his son and the daughter of Rav Chanina. Chanina, some of the Bach is a great Rav Chaviva. Both have Rav Chanina. And so Ravina was marrying off his son to the daughter of Rav Chanina. Amar le, Savale mar le miftak suba le arba yom. So, not 100% clear who's talking to whom, but most of Yishanus didn't understand that the Amar le is Rav Chanina said to Ravina. So in the Masifta Gemara, he quotes that the Maps of Vidri is the opposite, but not really so important to the storyline. But so Amr Le, so Rav Chanina says to Ravina, let's write the Ksuba Le Arba Yom, either on the fourth day of the week or in 4 days. Amr Le in, he said, good idea. Once they got to day four, Natar ad arba chrina. He waited another four. He akev shiva yome basarahu yoma. So that ended up 4 plus 4, which is really 4 including the middle day and 4 including the middle day for some total of 7 days. It ended up that they delayed the wedding for 7 days after the original. Tabuli nase, amalei mai hai, amalei l'savu l'mar l'hadarava tabuli nase, amalei that's only begedola. They say no, the din applies both begedola and by a kitan. So what exactly is going on here with the 4 days and the 4 days? So Rashi writes, Iakev. Shiva Yome, Basar Yome Shinispais Alinase. So there is a total of 7 days that elapsed from the time of Tavua Linase. So Sachakol, they waited for 7 days. The Marshal, which the Siddur Tara quotes here in Sifkatan Beis, Marshal writes that. No, they waited 7 days after day four. Day four was Wednesday. So the Arba Yo means the fourth day of the week. So they waited till Wednesday. And then they waited another 7 days until the following Wednesday. Because the Sulani says the Yom Ravi. The wedding has to be on a Wednesday. If it wasn't going to go forward on this Wednesday, it would have to wait until next Wednesday. That's the lush of the Maxer Vitri, Simon Tuf Samach Vav. Amr Leila Ravina, Lintar Mar Ad Dalid Achrina. So Chanina said to Ravina, remember, Maxer Vitri switched it. So Maxer Vitri has Ravina talking to Chanina. He said, let's wait until next Wednesday, ad yom revi b'shabbos acher miyom revi zeh, until the Wednesday after this Wednesday, ad shiva yamim, which is 7 days from this Wednesday. So they waited. The initial proposal to write the ksuba was on this Wednesday. And then they waited 7 days for the chasana until the following Wednesday. So the Sidrei Tara thinks that this should be talui on girsos. That according to the girsos in our Gemara that we have, that Savar Mar Lemichtav Ktsuba L'Arba Yom. So he wanted to write the Ktsuba on the fourth day, which we'll call Wednesday. So Meikarakas Meikasava Rahasha Meikasava. If he knew from the beginning that they weren't going to have the wedding on Wednesday, why were they writing the Ktsuba on Wednesday and day four? So according to the Marshal, the original thinking was, or the way he has it, Rav Chanina wanted to write the Ktsuba this Wednesday and have the Chasana the Wednesday after. Ravina thought that when Rav Chanina said we'll have the write the Ktsuba on Wednesday, they're going to have a Chasana Wednesday also. That was a miscommunication here. That if you hold that Tavuli Nasei Tzricha Leishev Shiv Nekiyim, and you hold that, and the minhag is that a chasana has to be on a Wednesday, so then if the original Tavuli Nasei was on Sunday, there's no Havamina that you would have gotten married this Wednesday, but they said, let's get together and take care of the Ktsuba this Wednesday and have a chasana the Wednesday afterwards. Or the conversation was that Meikara, he always meant the following Wednesday. And the misunderstanding was this Wednesday. So Savar Lemichta Ktsuba instead of L'Arba Yom would be L'Yom Arba. L'Yom Arba or Yom Revi, the fourth day of the week. And he meant to say a week from Wednesday, and the misunderstanding was this Wednesday versus a week from Wednesday. But either way, there was no Havamina that they should have gotten married on this Wednesday. And the Siddur Torah thinks, according to Rashi, the Girsa shouldn't be L'Arba Yom, but rather L'Yom Plan, which is the Girsa the Rush has. And such a day. It says like this. Rashi shakasa di akev shiva yomi basish in espaisa. Lo yelo girsa zu of Yom Revi, ella kigirsa samaganishna tigaras amrluhu liyom plan nichtav ktsuba. Let's write the ktsuba on such and such a day. Iake zayin yome basar meahu. And then they waited 7 days from that day. As amrlay my tami akavmar. Then he came and said, why did you wait this whole time? So the Siddur Torah thinks that according to Rashi, there's no significance for Yom Revi. Point is, he just needed to wait 7 days al tavuli nasei. So the better girsa is liyom plan. And then after the fact, Rav Chanina asked, why did we wait that long? But according to our gear, so that there's an emphasis on Yom Ravi, so that works if there's a hang up on Basula Nisei's Yom Ravi that has to be on a Wednesday. And that was a Kpeda, it has to be on a Wednesday. The difference of understanding was, should it have been this Wednesday or the following Wednesday because of the dinner to Willy Nasik Srikalish Shiv Shivanakim. Okay.
Why can't it be like what we said before that Yom
But then what were they planning on doing on 4 days? What was supposed to happen on day four? In Ravina's mind, he said, let's get together in 4 days. And what are they going to do in 4 days? I'm sorry?
You just said that they made a mistake. Why did they say it's a mistake?
Who made a mistake?
Whoever
it was Ravina. Ravina had a plan because he knew the dinner to really not say applies here. Khadija didn't know. So what was Ravina thinking?
Well, you said they couldn't Ravina make a mistake.
Well, again, the Rishonim switch who's the one talking, but whoever made the original proposal didn't make any mistake. Right? I'm sorry? The one who said, let's get together in X number of days, didn't make a mistake. He knew what he was doing. The other Amor was confused, right? So was the original proposal, let's get together, Leon Plan, in 7 days? Or is the original proposal, let's get together on Wednesday? Does that mean this Wednesday or next Wednesday? That was a point of confusion.
Was speaking the one who proposed the 4 days made a mistake also, and the one who responded saying let's wait more days is the one who didn't make the mistake.
No, I don't know if that makes a difference. Meaning, the one who proposed the original date is the one who knew the date of Tabuli Nasi flies over here. The difference is, who's the one talking?
It's only 4 days.
I'm sorry?
That's only 4 days according to the Parshat. So let's meet on Wednesday. That's 4 days. That'd be a mistake.
So then he meant to say, let's meet a week from Wednesday. And the misunderstanding was that the other Amor thought he meant this Wednesday. Just read that part of the Siddur Tar also. Lefina Yisaiti Nira Devadai Lefi Girsa Shalonu Perishim Rashal Mukhrah. Da Kasha Meikar Maikasavar Ravina Da Amar Leisavar Mar Lemichta Fsubal Arba Yome Da Amar In Ayu Yada Lahadar Rava. So what was he proposing to get together on this Wednesday? They could have had the wedding on Wednesday. M.K. Lama Hiskim Ledvarav. And that was a misunderstanding. This Wednesday or next Wednesday?
It's just
There's no nafkamina for Tavuli Nasei. It's simply how do you read the Gemara, and there's no nafkamina ladina between the way the Marshal reads the Gemara there's no nafkamina ladina between what he says is Rashi's Girsa and the Marshal's Girsa. That's the Pshat and Pshat and the Mice. But according to all of this, there's no independent significance to the writing of the Ksuba as opposed to the time of Nisuin. And when they said, let's get together to write the tzuba, it means let's together write the tzuba and we'll have the chasana right then. And the question was, how long do you have to wait for tavuli nasa? In the Magen Avos, Magen Avos is in Meiri's Chibur, justifying various Menhage Provence against the attacks of contemporaries. So 24 Siman of the Magen Avos, addressing 24 Menhage Provence. And Simon Zion, he quotes Talmidim that understood in this Gemara that the time that the Ksuba is signed is what triggers the Tavuli Nase. And that's the significance of the Ksuba here, that when you sign the Ksuba, triggers Tavuli Nase, and then you'd have to wait for 7 days after the Chasima Saksuba. And the Meiri rejects that out of hand from Kama Kama Gemara Saksubis, that that's not what was ever going on. And then there's no such waiting period after signing a Ksuba. Okay. Now, the pashas of the presentation of the Gemara is that, or at least one would reasonably conclude, based on just reading the Gemara straight, that the din of Tavuli Naseh could be triggered at a point long before the Nisuin actually takes place. That you could have the Tavuli Naseh, you could have a chasana plan for many months later, and there's a din of Shivan Akiyam after the Tavuli Naseh, but there's no further exposure. Once you count the Shivan Akiyam, you've solved any potential problem of Dam Chimud, and it doesn't make a difference if the chasana will be a week later, a month later, or 6 months later. But what is the trigger of Tavuli Nasi? The Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Aleph quotes a Chamude Daniel. Four lines in. Kasa v'sefer Chamudei Daniel Ksav Yad de'belo ksivas hatnaim lo mahani shivan akiyim v'tzricha limnos mechadash. That without the signing of tanaim, there's no real tabuli nasei. So if you started a shivan akiyim before you signed the tanaim, you have to count another shivan akiyim, because tabuli nasei means, presumably, that we're full speed ahead at planning this wedding, and you're not full speed ahead at planning a wedding until there's tanayim. Now, that may be a form of shiduchin, the Gemara in Kedushin Yudbeis, Rav Magid Amand Mekadesh Beshuka, Mekadesh Shabiyah, Mekadesh Yilo Shiduchi. Now, there has to be some kind of agreement to proceed with the Nisuin in advance of that, and that maybe was accomplished through a shtar tanayim. The Chamud of Daniel, as quoted here, says that is the trigger of Tavuli Naseh. Without tanayim, Shivan Akiyam are meaningless. Once you have tanayim, you have to start counting again. That would be a major problem for us because we all signed tanayim a minute before the chub of the kedushin and nesuin. So that would be a problem. If you look in the Chamudei Daniel that we have printed, there's a new printing of the Chamudei Daniel from other or whatever manuscripts exist. So there, the Lashon is a little more nuanced. Isha shetavu li nasei, then is pashru al kol hadvar. So a man proposes to a woman to get married. They settle all the finances. V'lo haya b'neihem shum sechsuch ba'olam. And there isn't a worry in the world. They're all on the same page. No machlokas. V'radzu lichtov t'naim tekef. V'lasas chasana b'osa shavua. They wanted to have a quick engagement. They wanted to write the t'naim and have the wedding that week. Upaska b'tara. So she did a hefsek tara to start counting shiva nekiyim. V'achar kach machmas eza siba shelo haya l'sofer p'nai v'chadone. And for whatever reason, they didn't sign the Tanayim that day because the sofer wasn't available. And they don't have computers yet. Iskimu, shayichtov ha-sofer at Tanayim l'macher. So they all agreed that they'll let the sofer write the Tanayim the next day. Nira, the timne hazayin akiyim yom shepaska b'tara. The lo armina and the kolzman shalokosva Tanayim lo samchadaita. It says the Chamud de Daniel that that's okay. Even if they didn't actually sign the Tanayim, it's not the signing of the Tanayim per se that's the trigger of Tavu Li Naseh. It's what the signing of the Tanayim reflects. The signing of the Tanayim reflects that there is agreement to proceed. So if everyone's working amicably towards planning the Chasana, and everyone's come to terms about the finances, even if they haven't formally signed the Tanayim, that's sufficient. So it's not that there is an absolute lachal Moshe Mitzinai that you need the Tanayim in order to start counting your Shiva Nekiyim of Tavu Li Naseh. The Tanayim is simply reflective of an agreement to proceed. And that's what the Badei Shulchan points out, Sivkat and Yud Ches, that nowadays, Rabbi Bleich says the same thing, that if you sign a contract with a caterer, you sign a contract with the hall, you put down a deposit towards the wedding, then for all intents and purposes, that affects the same thing as signing a Tanayim, or the signing of Tanayim of old. That shows that there's a financial commitment to proceeding with this chasana. So even if we sign Tanayim right before the chuppah, it's not the Tanayim as it is. The Tanayim that we usually use now are more watered down. There's no real Kabbalah's Kenyan Mitzvah Kala. And as Rabbi Bleich points out in this context, and no Chayrim either. There's no Knas either. But once there's a financial commitment to proceed, that would be the functional equivalent of Tanayim. Rabbi Bleich says maybe signing up for your marriage license would be sufficient as well. Okay, so that being the case, so let's say you sign a contract on the hall 2 months before the wedding. So can you start counting Shiva Nekiyim of Tavu Li Naseh when you sign the contract? Says the Rashba, Samach Vav and Aleph, Mikol Mokom Yesh La'ayin Me'emes Ay Monela. V'chiyim Tavu Li Naseh Lacha Yubeis Kodesh Monela Miyom Zeh. Would you say that if it's Tavu Li Naseh and the wedding's going to be in a year, that you start counting Shiva Nekiyim a year before the wedding? The Shemelo Amru Ela Misha'a Shemetaknin La Tzarechei Chuppah. Maybe it only means that you can start when you start actually making the preparations for the wedding. Kosa she'amru in the beginning of Ksubas, Michi Ramu, Sari, Basinta, Kayosimba, you start preparing the food. The kol she'mishtadlin l'sakin la chupa nosenes daita u'machmedes. When you start cooking the food for the wedding, then that's when chimud would be spurred. At that point, she's in the Senes Daita Umechamedes. But you're not going to start cooking a year in advance, So you wouldn't start sitting Shiva Nikiyim a year in advance. And that's what the Rashba writes in the Mishmeres Habayis as well, Vava Mebeis. Taras HaShlamim quotes this in Sivkatan Dalid. Rakasva Mechaber, Osan Shiva Mona Lehami Achan of Sarche Chuppah. And our land, says the Rashba, the minhag was to start preparing for the chasana a week before the ofruf, you know, a week before the Shabbos, before the wedding. So you start counting Shiva Nikiyim from when you start preparing the food, and traditionally that was in the week before the Shabbos, before the wedding. So says the Rashba. Now for the Rashba, as we saw, the Ikar Chimud, as opposed to the Rosh, where Chimud builds up until the wedding, for the Rashba, the Ikar Chimud is at the point of Tabuli Naseh, and the Rashba seems to say that that point of Tabuli Naseh for purposes of Dam Chimud is when you start making the preparations for the Sudas Chasana. The Ritva writes as well, one second, Gabe, Nibra Maskal Amar Rava, Bim Tomar, Im Kain, Tabuli Naseh, La'achar, Shneimas, Archodesh, Achinami, Dimashas, Fiam, Mani. Now, would you say you can start counting the Shiva Nikiyim a year before the wedding? Yeshlomar devade kol shekavuz man rachuk l'nesuin ein monin ela misha shemachin and tzarchei suda tahi shaita mechamdav ein tzarech la'achmir yoser. No, you only start when you make the achanos. Shem tomar tzarech lachush desamach l'biach hazeres ha'machmedes. If you're going to say you have to worry about a buildup of chimah leading up to the actual day of the chasana, imkein ein l'dav resof. So we'll see in a moment, other Rishonim are not bothered by that Ein L'dav Resof, but Ritva and Rashba assume the trigger of Tabuli Naseh is when you start preparing for the Suda, and that's when you start counting your Shiva Nikiyim, and we're not worried about subsequent Chimud in the immediate build-up to the wedding. Gabe?
So we're saying if the man is Toveya, let's say months in advance, it's right, automatically just going to kick in when they start making food?
Yeah, because then it's real.
I mean, we're assuming that she, like, knows when they start making the food?
Yeah, the Rashba says this is minhag everywhere. Everyone knows you start preparing the food.
I mean, she's going to see them start making the food, and then she's going to
She'll see her mother cooking in the kitchen. Right. Good enough caterers. Yeah.
What would be the practical reason to start counting earlier?
But it's not what would be the practical reason to start counting is... The question is it sufficient to start counting earlier? Meaning the simple read in the Gemara, Tavuli Naseh, is there's a chimud that is precipitated when you're committing to getting married. So you might have thought that whenever he chasim proposes to Kala, that creates a chimud, and it doesn't make a difference if the wedding's going to be in a month or 6 months or a year.
Is the assumption according to that way of reading the Gemara that chimud at that point, like once that initial chimud ends, when she counts 7 days, that now she doesn't have to worry about
it. Yeah, we're not worried about any more chimud. Right. Again, the Rishonim don't say that. He was saying, if you just read the Gemara in a vacuum, you could have said that. The Rashba, Ritva, that camp, assume, no, there's a more proximate trigger to the chasana, and that's preparing the Suda.
But isn't there a sofa? So what if Ritva's pushback then? So if we're saying they count 7 days and then don't worry about Dan Chiyot anymore, what does it mean in the Dover sofa?
Ein L'dav Resof means you'd have to worry from the time you start preparing the chasana until the chasana itself. Maybe you'd have to do the dikos every hour. Maybe, again, his Ein L'dav Resof, other Rishonim aren't bothered by that Ein L'dav Resof because it's not such an Ein L'dav Resof. But then what he means is then you have to be potentially concerned about chimud for more than 7 days leading up to the wedding. That's some kind of an Ein L'dav Resof. But in a chanami, that the other Rishonim don't see that as an Ein L'dav Resof. Yoni. Okay. So the Mechaber writes, in Sif Beis. Shivas Yamim Malalu Monin Asam Mishashi Hisa Mechas Bedaito Machina Atma Lachopa. The Alpha P Shalo Niskacha Adayim. So that sounds like this Rashba Udime, that is from the time that you're preparing for the Chuppah, which in the Rashba's presentation, and when you start preparing the food. Says the Ramah, Yesh Lismal Chatvila Samuch Lubi'ilas Mitzvah B'kol Mada Efshar. Better to delay the tefillah, meaning to work backwards, so that the tefillah will be as close to Bilas Mitzvah as possible. Parentheses, Mashba Mordechai, Vishem Mashbam, Maram, Rokeach, Agos Maimonios. Vamina Glitba Lakala Leil Dalid, Alpha Pishalo Tibayel, Kodem Motzei Shabbos. And the Ramah quotes a minog. The Kala would go to the mikvah Leil Dalid, which means she would start counting her Shiva Nakim a week before that, even though Lo Tibal Kodem Motzei Shabbos. Aval Eila Harka Katfila Minabila Yoser Mizah, Vim Lo Tibal Motzei Shabbos, Yeshla Livdok Atman B'chol Yom Ad Bilas Mitzvah. Okay, so let's unpack the various pieces of this Ramah. The Ramah is based on Mordechai and Agos Maimon. Yes, Mordechai is Tafshin Mem. Agos Maimon is Perikid Aleph Halacha Hey, who quote a Rashbam that the Shiva Nakiyim have to be as close as possible to the Bilas Mitzvah slash day of the Chuppah, because as you saw already in the Rash, there's more of a Chashash of Chimud when you get closer to the Nisuin, that the Chimud just rises in intensity leading up to the Chasana. And the Ghost Maimonides says, if you're going to count Shiva Nakiyim that are going to end before the Chasana, before that day, then you would require Bidikos in the interim between when she goes to the mikvah and the Chasana. And that's what Tosas writes in Yuma as well. Chasam Beis, Diva Maskel V'Amar Rava. V'nira, Deheicha D'Tavu Alinasei, V'yashva Shiva Nakiyim, V'kol Osam Shiva Badka Shakris V'Arvis, V'tavla V'lo Nivala Az. If a woman casts her Shiva Nakiyim in advance of a wedding, goes to the mikvah, but still waiting before Bilas Mitzvah, Svicha Livdok B'chol Yom V'Yom, she has to do B'dikos every day until Bilas Mitzvah. D'la Ola Misha Tavu Linase Ika L'Svuke Dil Machaz Yamach Maschimur Ad Sheti Bayel Hilgach B'in An Shiva Nakiyim Samach L'Bilas Mitzvah. So you should be masmech the Shiva Nakiyim as much as possible to the Bilas Mitzvah. So that's the first line of the Ramah here, that you should be masmich b'chol ma'ad efshar. That's based on the Rashbam, quoted in the Mordechai and the Ghost Maimonides. What's the next line? The minhag is that the kala goes to the mikvah leil dalid, even though lo tibal ad motzei Shabbos. So that's also from this Mordechai. Mordechai writes, "Va'inna shanashim shalanu toblos biyom dalid, dahainu gimel yamim kodem bilas mitzvah." So he's coming to justify. Mordechai just said you have to have the tefillah as close as possible to the chuppah, because we're worried about the buildup of chimud up to the point of bias mitzvah. Then the Mordechai says, well, then what about our minug? our minhag is that women went to the mikvah b'yom dalid, which is 3 days before bilas mitzvah. What's the cheshbon? Mishum the mitchila haya minhag. So it used to be Bisman Agamara Basula would get married Tuesday night. Vitsarach Shiva Yamim Nakiyim Kodem Yam Dalit. And then you'd have Shiva Nakiyim up to that point. And now, later in history, the minhag developed that chasanos were an erev Shabbos. And in certain communities, if chasanos were an erev Shabbos, so they were machmir not to have bias mitzvah Friday night. Also, sugyan the beginning of Subas dam lifkan pocket. So then, lemaisa they had bias Shabbos. So it sounds like they preserved the minhag hakanmonim of going to the mikvah Yom Revi when the chasana should have been, even though in reality the chasana was on Friday, and in reality they would delay Bias Mitzvah till Moshe Shabbos. So the way the Mordechai seems to present this is that it's true that in principle the ideal is there shouldn't be any gap between the Tevila and the chasana. But somehow this minhag developed, which was a holdover from the minhag kamodim v'sul nisasi yom revi, where they would cheshbin the shivan akiyim to end with tefillah yom revi, even though the chasm was only taking place on Friday. So that's what the Rama says: a minhag litbal akala leil dalid af vishalo tibal kodem osi shabbos, but you shouldn't delay more than that. And if you do delay, Yeshel Livdog Asim B'chol Yom Ad Bias Mitzvah. If there's going to be a bigger gap in 4 days between the Tefillah and Bias Mitzvah, then you should do Bedikos in the interim. So, it, yeah.
To understand the rush about being left the wedding, how can that be shot if it's getting more intense, then it's
right.
More likely for Dom? So, how can we even have the expectation of the camp?
That's why you have to do bedikas. Again, it doesn't mean there's all a chashash. So it doesn't mean that most women are going to see dam. It's that there's a chashash on some level. This could happen, and therefore you have to count shivan nikiyim and for the rush do bedikas. But if you do bedikas every day or twice a day during those days, then the bedikas are clean. So then you have no reason to worry that you saw dam.
But the most likely time you're going to see dam is of the
wedding, right?
Shouldn't that be the day that starts the Shiva Nikiyim? Because that's the day we most likely
see Dam. So for the rush, there's a build up. So you may see Dam a week before also. There's a build up, but that's why you're doing Bedikos during that whole interim period.
Did we ever get track of why he felt you needed seven?
Why, who thought you needed seven?
Why the rush thought you needed seven?
That's Dina the Gemara. Can't blame the rush.
Well, what's the reason for that?
Well, Shiva Nakiyim, meaning there's Shiva Nakiyim like any other Shiva Nakiyim. We're concerned. Yeah, there are two layers. Layer number one is that maybe there was Dam Chimut already going back at least 7 days. Layer number two, this is what we called last time Rav Uzner developed. Layer number two is that we're concerned about the possibility of recurring Dam during that period leading up to the wedding. So you account for both of those by doing your bedikos slash Shasak Tower leading up to the Shemin Akim, and then doing bedikos during the Shemin Akim leading up to the wedding.
Even the Rush said that didn't have to do with the dinner of Rizera.
I'm sorry?
We said that the Rush said
right, so this independent of Rizera, this independent concern of Tawili Nase, the Dam Chima that's engendered in this situation. No? Fine. So for the Rama, it sounds like if if there's a gap of more than 4 days between the tefillah and the chasanas, then you have to do bedikos every day. If there's less than that gap, then you don't have to do bedikos. Chachmas Adam, klal kuf tesvav os gemol, assumes that no, even if your gap is less than 4 days, you have to do bedikos every day. And the Sidur Tara quotes this from the Bach as well in Sifkat and Ches. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes this from Rabbi Yashiv, that Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, that even if you go to the mikvah the night before, which is the lechachila, you still have to do bedika on the day of the chasana, based on this Chachma Sada. Rabbi Willig is makel on that, like the simple reading of the Ramah, that the requirement of bedikos is only if there's a gap of more than 4 days.
Well,
yeah, following 4 years,
just back. I mean, I understand like the connection that the Ramah is making, but like, why not? Like, why wouldn't you have to do that?
I'm sorry.
So
we're
being
makel
because, like, it's like.
Because that was going back centuries that the Ramah reflects that if you have a gap less than 4 days, then there's no need for bedikos.
So you know, that takes away the shachar. The whole sfar is like the shachar.
So the way that's the presentation. These machmirim to be masmechit the Rashbam, quote of the Mordechai and the Gos Magnus. That's the presentation there. That it's all part of the same package, and as close within 4 days, it's considered as close as possible. But in general, the recommended procedure is to be masmichit to the extent that you can. I mean, the default is go to the mikvah the night before. Rabbi Morgan's request of Rabbi Yashiv is makel if there's a tzorech. If let's say the chazan is on a Sunday and the night before is a late Motzei Shabbos, or parents are coming in from out of town the night before, that would be too complicated. Then you do it two nights before.
One need to do a bedika immediately before. Maybe we'll get to this later. Sure. You need to do a bedika immediately before going to the mikvah. I mean, can you count Shemini Kiyam and then wait a few days and then go to the mikvah right before the chasana?
So in general, when it comes to regular Shemini Kiyam, the answer is yes. Is there a reason that you'd be more machmir? You're saying if, for whatever reason, you started a shiv and a kiyam further in advance.
I feel like it'll be good practice because there was
like spotting during a shiv and a kiyam that'll set you back.
I'm saying it's good practice to start a shiv and a kiyam with some buffer. You shouldn't start shiva nikiyam 8 days before the fast.
Right.
So you start it, I don't know, 10 days before the fast and then wait. Can't get the shiva nikiyam and then wait a couple more days to get the next one.
Just fall back on that.
If the gap is less than 4 days, then you don't have to do this.
Between the Fila and the Via, Mali between the Shiva Kiyam and the Fila. If you're willing.
That seems right. Are there people that recommend that? Or?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll try to look into it.
Is it most people do what? It's supposed to go on the night before?
The night before, two nights before.
And the shooting came and that, like, you
started working backwards. Before that. Okay. Okay. Bali Yashulchan in Sivkat and Kaf Aleph quotes from the Lechem Simla that according to the Ramah, or the Ramah says, if you have a gap of more than 4 days, you need the Dikos, that's not only a gap between the Tefillah and the Chuppah, but that's a gap between the Tefillah and B'ez Mitzvah, such that there ends up being a delay between the chuppah and B'ez Mitzvah, and which creates a gap of more than 4 days from the tefillah, then you would require bedikos. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out this is mashra from Lashonis of Rishonim. Goes Maimonides' lashon was Sricha livdak b'chol yom v'yom ad shetibayel. That the trigger of when you stop worrying is the B'ez Mitzvah, not the Chuppah. Chavistas doesn't assume that way. The other Ramah writes, Dafka luchachila, aval b'di eved ein lahachmir in bad karak pam achas tok shiva. It sounds like, and Sidri Tara says this is a cut and test, that if you have a gap of 7 days, and more than 7 days, and you didn't do any bedikas in the interim, then that sets back the clock, and you'd have to start counting shiva nekiyim again. If you had a gap of 7 days without any bedikos, then that sets back the clock. We will have thought maybe there's what to be made of the effort there as well, but definitely is a lechachila matter. If there is a gap of more than 4 days, you definitely need bedikos, and less than 4 days, that's subject to machlokas among later poskim. Okay. The Ramah writes in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, in Dachu and Nesu'in Machmas Eza Siba, Alpha Pisha Yashva Shivinakim, Sricha Lachzor Veleshev Shivinakim, Velitbo, Kishi Yispashru Lassos and Nesu'in. So if the Chasana got pushed off for whatever reason, then you have to start the clock again once you reschedule. Tas of Katan Vav, Shaks of Katan Vav, both the Sum and the Bach, that if you had a case where the delay was temporary, meaning that there was some fight about the Nidan, and everyone realized they'll work it out, there just was going to be some delay. And there's no yeyush beside the kala about the fact that they're going to get married. So then you don't need a new shivnakiyah, meaning there's some delay, but there's never a time where the wedding was called off. But if you call it off for today without setting a new date, then that would trigger a new Shivanakiyam once you set the new date. Then the Taz says, what about the case where the Chassan is late to his own wedding? he's stuck out of town. He sends a telegram that, I'm sorry, I was held up due to circumstances beyond my control. I'm not going to make it today. So Taz thinks there maybe she should require a new Shivnakiyam, because maybe he won't come back. Maybe there'll be new chiva. And the Shaf argues in Sivkat and Zayin, because the Masses Binyamim, that no, in her mind, it's all, the delay is all due to an ones, it's not his fault. And it doesn't create a new chimud. And Bader Shulchan thinks that that is the Achra Saposkim. Taras HaShalom in Sivkat and Zayin says maybe to cover your bases in that kind of a case, better to do Bedika once the messaging is all straightened out, that the chassan is going to be coming. Sorry for the rabbiya. But if you do bedika, you're definitely safe. The very beginning of COVID in between Purim and Pesach 2020, there were these situations in both directions. People that moved up their chasanas by a few days to get it in before everything closed down. People that delayed chasanas for some amount of time. So both of these raise potential dam chimud questions, or tabuli nase questions. The Taz in the end of Sivkat and Ches writes the following: Maisa b'almana achas shahayilas man mugbal b'tnayim imachas and shalel nesuin. There was this time set for the wedding. Al shachas and amar la she'efshar she'yakim nesuin. The chasan says, "Well, maybe we'll do it earlier." V'chein asa, and in fact, they pushed it up. The amra she'sam chalzeh v'safra shivin akiyim v'tavla. So she had in mind maybe it would be pushed up, and she had counted her Shivan Akiyam to end before the earlier date anyway. Ubalaha, nearly, the Afavish Almana Asasa Shilokidin, Kevin Shilohayala Birur Aladama Sachasana, Achaba Hachasan, the Kansa Tekef, Ninsa Shavashash Eskila Ladasa Birur Neskade Shachimur, the Tzricha Lapsor Velindo Shivan Akiyam. So the Chazan said, maybe we'll do it early. But really, she should have started a new Shivan Akiyam when they set the earlier date, for sure. But b'di'eved, the Taz thinks that it wasn't the end of the world. But the Taz here says that, as a l'chachila matter, if the wedding is set for one day, and then they move it up early, that creates a new chimud when they set the new date, and she'd have to start her Shivan Akiyam again. By the Yisholchan, sorry,
losing.
So again,
I mean, if it was like if the wedding was like in 4 days and we sat through it like in 3 days, then you'd actually end up having to make it 3 days after the original date,
right?
That doesn't like
you can't. If you push out the wedding, then you'd have to count start your Shivan Akiyam again.
So this is the time going like the rush that you're trying, or the Ramah that you're summoning to your wedding rush possible, because then
even independent of that. But this is saying that once you have a new date, so that triggers a new potential chima.
So within 7 days of the wedding, it's possible to do
that. According to this Taz, then if you were to move it up, that would. Yes, you're right. It's easier to understand within the rush. Okay. But according to the Taz, then yeah, you would, if you moved it up, you'd have to start the Shivan Akiyam again.
Can I move back?
I'm sorry?
Can I be allowed to move back?
Move what back?
I mean, it's going to be 48, and I said, oh, let's do 3. But now, right. They just tell me, okay, but now you have to wait 7. I just say, okay, never mind. Keep it as original 4.
Probably not, because then she's read the Nisyasha from the original date, and now Maybe that'll create a new chimer again. So that's what the Taz writes here in Sivkat and Ches. Bada Yisholfan in Sivkat and Kaf quotes his Taz, and another Yehuda says like this, and he paskins that way. But then in the Miluim, at the end of the Sefer, he's Choser. And he says, if you read the Taz in Sivkat and Gimel carefully, he thinks the Taz here says differently. The Taz there quotes the Prisha. One of the points of the Prisha is the same here, that moving it up earlier triggers a new Tavuli Nase. You have to figure out if the Taz argues with that Nakuda also. The Bada Shulchan thinks that he does, in which case he thinks that the Taz and Sif Gimel is saying that moving up a wedding doesn't create a new Chima. What do you do with the Taz and Sif Katan Ches, who clearly says that it does? He says maybe the Taz and Sif Katan Ches is talking about a case where there was no real chimud from the first wedding date because that was far in the future and they didn't start the preparations yet. And now you're making an earlier date, a much earlier date, and that's going to start the real trigger of Tavuli Nase. So that's a limiting okimta, but either way, the Bada Shulchan thinks that in the end of the Miluim, he's closer to think that moving up a wedding doesn't create a new chimud. Sidri Tara says this in Sifkatan Yud Beis, paragraph beginning, Kasab the Taz, quoting from the Chuva Sabach as well, who's Mako. Rav Avadia, page Tafei Ches, quotes many Achronim were Mako in this as well. And that was Rabbi Willig's fact during COVID in situations where this came up. Moving up a wedding would not, again, in a situation where the Shimon Hakim would finish anyway before the new date, if that was B'cheshbon, that wouldn't create a new chiva. When I last time I did Nida 2 years ago, it's about half of the chabura that year had gotten married between like Purim and the summer of 2020. So everyone had their own twist on these shilas. But in that situation, there's what to be made about in both directions, where a wedding was moved up or a wedding was moved later. If it was moved later because Lo Nisyashu, they knew they were getting married, they just needed to work out the details of when it was safe to do it, and maybe that wouldn't create a new chimud either. There is a widespread custom of Chas and Kala not seeing each other within a week of the wedding. Very unclear what the source of that is. Rabbi Forst points out, people think that maybe that's something to do with the 7 days of Dam Chimud, but there isn't really any strong connection, definitely not a source connection, and also doesn't really make much sense as far as how that would create such a minug. In the Orchos Rebbeinu of the Stipler, they quote that in Eretz Yisrael, minug is 2 months before the Chasana, and the Stipler is a fan of that minug, Stam. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Avayashiv, also that's a minimum kubla in Eretz Yisrael of 2 weeks. Anyone hear such a thing, 2 weeks in Eretz Yisrael?
It should be 2 months.
2 weeks, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Anyone hear such a minute?
They didn't even know each other 2 months ago.
Anyone hear such a practice in Eretz Yisrael of 2 weeks? I don't know. I guess they have them in these farim. But it's unclear what Yastam, there are sources that Chasam and Kala should minimize their interaction during engagement. But in terms of a formal minig of not meeting, Rabbi working across the Yashim, not even talking on the phone with Chachila. But there is such a practice that is nafuts, whether or not there's any clear source. Yeah.
So, is it like a minig shtos?
No, I don't think so.
Meaning it just stand developed, so why should we give it?
Maybe a good idea for other reasons, but it does seem to be a pretty widespread common practice. Rabbi Willie doesn't think that it's enough of a reason not to take pictures before the chuppah, because then you're saving a lot of people a lot of time. So you can't shouldn't hide behind a unsourced minute to waste other people's time. But short of that, Rabbi Ari Zivitovsky wrote an article, I think it was one of the Jewish Actions, on this topic. So he has anecdotal reports from the Rav and from Moshe, who both weren't such fans of the minhag per se, although he doesn't quote them as saying it should be totally dismissed. Yeah.
I think Rabbi Willig in pictures, does Rabbi know anything about what's quoted as Shane Rabbi Willig, that he doesn't think, let's say, Nikki Askanuya, for lack of a better term, is a reason not to take pictures beforehand? If one, you know, again, a colleague's already gone to the mikvah, McGregor has no problem in the gear, that would also not be a good enough reason to not take pictures.
I thought that the minhag that we did at our wedding, based on Rabbi Willig, was that all the family pictures and everything we took beforehand, and Nagia pictures was afterwards. It shouldn't take too long. You have to at least serve the salad and the soup.
I went to a Mordechai Tendler, Cody's grandfather, that he called it a minhag America. And Europe, they didn't do this 1 week. And you didn't seem such a fan.
Okay. Fine. I guess we'll stop here. Next time, we'll talk about Chuppas Nida and begin Maros. So we'll be another send out the next Maros Kamashim.